Alright, well, this is AFX, formerly known as OMFG Ninjas.
And,
introduce yourself, Daggett.
This is Stevens, formerly known as Kano on the phone. And this is the official FChan TNL podcast.
Desune.
Yeah, we recognize that FChan is actually pronounced like FChan, but we're not Japanese faggots, so we don't really give a shit.
So we're just going to call it whatever we want.
We're going to call it FChan.
Desune is,
because that's what
Desune is
says.
Actually pronounced Desune. I don't know how many people know that,
that's
but we should probably get the word out there.
That's some good trivia for the people. All, like, 10 of the people that will be listening to this.
It's just going to be actually Nick listening to it 10 times because he's going to be so amazed that we actually did something. This is the official bi-weekly, once every 3 months, TNL, FChan, Desune
podcast.
Shenmue.
You know, I can guarantee you right now, one of our listeners will be butt cheeks.
He probably will.
I fucking guarantee you, he'll be the first fucking person to make a thread complaining and whining about us.
That's okay, because we know that it's admiration.
You can't hear Nick here on a podcast.
Or spelling mistakes, and that pretty much kills his entire gimmick. Because, as you know, he is essentially just stealing Korean's gimmick. He's trying to be the most hated member of TNL. But we love him.
He's purposely misspelling shit just to get people to talk about him.
But we love him because he's our number one fan. We're going to send him an autographed copy of the podcast.
Signed,
I don't know how we're
going to
fucking do it. Yes, that's right. To our greatest fan, Butt Cheeks, and his neck hair. You're going to have to edit that part out.
Why?
To our greatest fan, Butt Cheeks, and his neck hair, because I fucked up.
No, you didn't. It's fine. Okay, well, first thing we have to talk about, since this is a gaming forum, I have to ask you, dude, what have you been playing?
I'm not playing any video games because I'm not a faggot.
I have actually, I've been playing Mortal Kombat Armageddon. I played it for about 5 minutes. It was okay.
And you downloaded it. I want to point that out.
Yeah, I would never fucking pay for a Mortal Kombat game.
No. But we single-handedly drove sales for Mortal Kombat Armageddon because everyone swings from our nuts.
Yeah, if you go to the official thread, people have actually bought this game that would have never bought it before because we came up with a Mortal Kombat gimmick.
And they thought that because we were cool, that obviously Mortal Kombat was cool. And then we kind of revealed that it was a gimmick. And then everyone just tried to act like it was better than it really is.
Everyone knew it was a gimmick, but it was just really funny to, like, pretend like no one else was in on it and that we were just, you know, we were seriously in complete denial of everyone knowing about it.
I think we should get royalties, actually. I think Ed Boon should be sending us checks for hundreds of thousands of dollars because 4 people would have bought Mortal Kombat Armageddon if we hadn't picked up on the gimmick.
It's important to note that I would never actually buy it. Ever.
No. I bought Mortal Kombat 2, but that was the last good one.
I got Mortal Kombat 3 for Christmas, and I hated it. That game sucks.
It does suck.
Mortal Kombat of all. Like, even 4 is somewhat better just because it's kind of 3D. It's kind of. It's like, yeah, that's pretty interesting for a second, but Mortal Kombat 3 was never interesting for even a second.
Unless you know Cabal's 8-hit combo, in which case it's the most fun game that you've ever played.
No, I'm not interested in Cabal's 8-hit combo because
you don't remember it like I do. I actually bought it off of Xbox Live Arcade because I had points. I don't really know where I got them, but I bought it.
You bought the ultimate one right now?
I did because I had some points. And I played it for about 2 minutes, and then I realized that I just bought Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3.
You fucking bought Mortal Kombat.
And then I went back to using my Xbox 360 as a jukebox the way it should be.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, my Xbox, the only game I have put in the last 6 months was Mortal Kombat Armageddon on a DVD-R. Fucking held up to the screen like Josh when he got Ikaruga. It was exactly like that. I held it up to my Xbox, and I was like, this is a burned game. And I put it in it, and I just don't give a fuck. I mean, like...
Yeah, you really stuck it to your Xbox. Still recovering.
I mean, like, I cannot like Mortal Kombat. It's a terrible game series. Like, none of the games have any good mechanics. There's not a single good thing about it other than, like, the uppercut and the low kick sweep.
Yeah, exactly. And they took that out. And I'm pretty sure it doesn't even have that anymore.
That was, like, I tried both the uppercut and the sweep, and both of those are actually out of the game. There are uppercut moves where, like, you hit someone into the air, but there is no actual, like, powerful, incredible uppercut that is super overpowered.
And I don't want to think about how to do it. I just want to press down and hit high punch, and I just want it to go. That was the best part about the Mortal Kombat games, is because everybody, I'm talking about the good ones, of course, the first couple, everyone had two moves. And they were all executed the exact same way.
And another thing about Mortal Kombat is, like, I think it still applies, but in the early games, maybe the new ones also, everyone walks at the exact same speed. Everyone is the exact same size.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is no variation in strategy with anyone. They are all seriously the same exact person with unique special moves that are actually all almost the same.
They just swap out, like, fire with ice or pink rings or something like that.
Like, Scorpion and Sub-Zero are the only people with unique maneuvers that no one else has, which is the freeze and, like, the grapple chain. The spear thing. Like, at least 10 people have teleports. Like, what the fuck?
Not that many people can teleport. It's not very realistic. It's not like Street Fighter.
Like, Raiden, he doesn't even look like Raiden anymore.
He looks like a
fucking robot, yeah. He's like this gray mechanical thing. His straw hat is like melded into his face. I don't know. Fuck Mortal Kombat. I really like... Actually, I don't like any fighting games at all, so I can't really pick another allegiance here.
Yeah, I can't either. I'm just going to say...
Virtua Fighter Totaled
was probably the single best fighting game ever made that really defined play mechanics for an entire generation of fighters.
In that game, you can actually send hitmen to AFX's Las Vegas house.
That's a really obscure reference, so if you're one of the 10 people listening to this and you got that, congratulations. If you didn't get it, I would tell you to check out the wiki, but I'm pretty sure that I've been too lazy to actually put the page on there. So just use your imagination. I don't even want to talk about TNL.
I don't either. Like, we're doing the official podcast. We're only actually doing this because we really like Nick and we don't want him to hate us. So we're doing something for him. We're giving him content.
This is what we do about it. Once every 2 years, we actually generate some piece of content and then ride that piece of content for the next 24 months.
He will send me a game every month to review or preview or something. It'll be a free game, and I will actually never play it. I will actually take it in from my mailbox, and I'll throw it into my closet, and it never gets looked at or played. And I'll tell Nick in PMs, like, every 2 days, like, yeah, I'm playing it. It's great. I love it. I'm going to review it. I'm going to give it a high score. Your PR guy is going to love us. And it never actually happens.
But he believes it because I don't want to say naive. He's trusting.
He sent me Deus Ex 2 Invisible War and for the PC when it came out. And I promised I would review it, and I never actually did. I actually played it, and I got, like, halfway through it, but I never reviewed it, because I'm fucking lazy.
You should actually review it now.
I think what ended up happening was, like, 6 months after the release of the game, he bought a copy for himself, and he played it, and he reviewed it himself.
Wow, you're a real son of a bitch.
He's a dedicated dude. I don't know. But,
if we hadn't actually hung out with him, then I don't think that he would give us much leeway, but he knows how awesome we are in person. And we've seen him explode on a waitress, and not sexually explode on her, understand. He might have later, because I don't think it's entirely a coincidence that he got divorced like a month after E3.
That's a good point. I never really thought of that.
He got divorced, grew a beard, I think there's got to be a connection there. I think he felt so bad. I think he felt so bad after that that he went, found that waitress, and just fucking pounded on her all night long. And then covered himself with that shit that you put on your hands, the antibacterial stuff, which I'm pretty sure he bathes in. What's that shit called?
I don't know. I have it right now next to me, actually. The name is Germ X Hand Sanitizer, but I think that's just a brand name.
I think it's just called Hand Sanitizer, but I'm pretty sure that Nick slathers himself like every 20 minutes in that stuff because he's probably the biggest germphobe that I've ever known.
It's actually watermelon scented also.
When he touched that parking meter, he actually fell to his knees and screamed like he just lost his hand. Cupped it to his chest.
The important part to remember about this event was that when he touched this parking meter, he was looking for the liquor store at, like, midnight. What would have happened if he had walked into a liquor store at midnight? Like, I can only imagine the germs that you would find in such a place.
In Hollywood, no less. We're not just talking about a normal one. We're talking about probably the filthiest place in the entire United States. I don't even know how he walked down the street. I'm pretty sure he was dying that whole time. I'm pretty sure that his OCD was just eating at him the entire time that he was there. And I think as soon as he got back to Chicago, I think he probably just set himself on fire to try to sterilize himself.
This is why he was gone from TNL for like a year, because he was actually on fire in the hospital.
Yeah, he was getting skin grafts and that sort of thing.
They were all taken from his gigantic penis and placed around his entire body.
And he still has enough left to actually help a small child that he met in the hospital. A 7-year-old that had a house fire and was burned is now covered in Nick's foreskin. That's a little known fact. We're really educating people as well as entertaining them, and I really appreciate that about this podcast, the way it's going so far. We should just call it the official Nick TNL podcast, because we're just going to talk about Nick. We've spent like a total of maybe 12 hours of our lives with him, but we still talk about him. That's what a legend he is. He and Ali.
I don't have anything to say.
That's what people don't understand, because people read Ali's posts, and I mean Almasi, I guess is how you pronounce it. I don't fucking know. But he's Ali to me. They don't understand how awesome he is in person. He's probably the greatest human being next to Nick that's ever lived. He showers with the giants of the gaming industry. He actually has an apartment with Kojima. Has an apartment with him. People don't know that, but we know this. We understand the scope of Ali.
This is actually a true fact. People think you're kidding, but he really does have an apartment with Hideo Kojima.
And I'm pretty sure that he actually cleans Miyamoto's pool. He doesn't get paid for it. It's not menial work. He just does it as a favor.
I remember at that E3, he actually gave you Shigeru Miyamoto's business card. And then he pissed on it.
He did. He pissed right on it because he was just like, well, I pissed on it. And then he pissed on it. Because they were having some kind of falling out, because he found out that Miyamoto had gone to the EA booth and played Def Jam, and he just thought that that was kind of a breach, because, you know, EA is evil, of course. And so they had a big fight about that. I understand they're still not speaking to one another. I don't know why he still cleans his pool, but they're not speaking. It's so fucking weird. Who else should we make fun of? And we're not making fun of Ali, by the way.
Yeah,
he really is fucking incredible.
What did he do at E3? He got us into something.
He got Burgundy into like a Sony dinner.
Yeah, he was trying to get everyone into that. He could only pick like 2 people. I think he picked like Burgundy and James or something.
Yeah, I don't really remember. I just remember that we went and got hookers.
Yeah, that was pretty okay.
And that was way better than the Sony party.
On the last day before I left, like, everyone had left, like, a day early, and I was still there for, like, the entire Sunday by myself in the hotel room. and Josh gave me a bag of marijuana. Like, it was completely, like, stereotypical for who you what you would expect out of Josh.
We're all pretty much exactly what we are on the boards off of them.
Yeah. I pretended that whole time I was, Korean. Iron Plant.
I think mostly actually, Korean. I think it was when we went to the California Pizza Kitchen with like Prince Planet and Johnny Night Train and his girlfriend that was totally grabbing your balls the whole time. I think I was Iron Plant and I think you were Korean. But that's actually true. That's one of your claims to fame as far as TNL goes. You actually got hit on relentlessly by Johnny Night Train's girlfriend.
Yeah, I sent her a MySpace friend invite and she rejected it, so whatever, fuck her.
I'm pretty sure that he probably had something to do with that. He was all mad, so he's like, you can't come over to my grandma's basement anymore if you talk to that guy.
You can't play the Wii in my hotel room with my friends.
Yeah, Johnny Night Train sucks.
I don't know. I actually like Johnny Night Train. He's very scummy. Like, everything he says, you feel like he's, like, lying to you, and it's true because, like, he actually does owe me, like, a Shenmue 2 promo video or something that I had bought from him that was never actually sent to me back, you know, in my Outworld days when I liked Shenmue. Anyway, like, yeah, like, everything he says is scummy, but he's actually really nice to me, and, like, I've always liked him, and I try to defend him whenever he comes up, but, like, I can't defend him too much because, like, I know he's a liar, so
and
I don't want to get caught
can't
in that.
Honestly, say that I have anything personally against him because he was always really nice to me as well. But I don't know. He's fucking Johnny Night Train.
He's actually changed his name back to Johnny Perez. He used to be like, I guess he got tired of the Night Train thing, and you know, no one taking him seriously at all because he was fucking Johnny Night Train.
And then he realized that people still don't take him seriously. I think we need to. I think we're probably getting a little too vague now because I don't think a lot of people probably even remember him that much. So we need to probably talk about somebody at TNL now.
Rich.
Rich is 14.
He is a 14-year-old kid that drinks beer and like does drugs and tells everyone about it. Like, it's not enough to just experience the feelings that you get from drinking a lot and just, like, being drunk and having a good time. Like, he doesn't have a good time unless he's told you about his good time first.
I don't actually fault him for it because we've all been, like, you know, 18 or whatever he is, and we've all thought that we were the first person to discover the inside of a vagina. We all thought that we were the first person to ever discover alcohol. We just didn't, you know, post it for everyone to see. When he's like 24, and he's going to want his account deleted because he's not going to believe the shit that he wrote.
That's pretty much true. That's. I mean, we're trying to help him, you know? Every time we call him out on how stupid he is, we're not trying to, like, make him say more stupid things, even though he will do that. We're trying to make him stop, and he won't. He'll just post in the next post, like, oh man, I love Jack Daniels. Like, no one gives a fuck. But he'll say it.
Yeah, I spent, like, $3,500 of my student loan money on this girl in this picture, and she let me see half of her nipple.
Yeah, I bought her 50 drinks, and I think I saw a little bit of her knee.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And that's, you know, he's not a bad guy. He's just a kid.
Like, he would probably be a really cool guy when he turns 25, and he's not drinking anymore because drinking isn't cool after you are no longer underage.
Yeah, that's just pretty much the long and the short of it. So he will thank us one day when he has to go back and read that shit and think, Jesus Christ, what was I talking about? These were all people that had done handfuls more of the shit that I'm doing. They can't possibly have ever thought I was cool, and he will be right because I'm pretty sure that no one thinks he's cool.
I don't have much to say about Rich, though. I'm thinking about, like, we just brought him up as a topic, but I don't have much to say about him because he's such a one-dimensional guy. Like, there's not much else to say other than dude drinks a lot, and he's pretty lame.
And he fucking talks about it. That's really about it.
Once he gets over it. Yeah.
We can talk about Marwan.
No, actually, I want to talk about KB Cannon, because are you looking at this thread right now and the feedback thread or the forum.
Chuck's infraction.
Yeah.
Oh, I just saw this.
Apparently, he got an infraction. I'm following the link right now. It's in the Gears of War thread. Let's see what he said. I went to the Nerdfest at GameStop the other night. The game looks good. It's not running at 60 frames per second. Suck it up, bitches.
Now see to me.
And Chuck's carded him for that. Nice.
I'm going to say that as an admin, I support that course of action right there. You gotta keep people in line.
The best part is, though, like, what Kate Buchanan says, he responded to Chuck, saying, like, you've got to be joking, blah, 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 I'm a fucking faggot. And then Chuck responds, you have to complain to somebody who cares. Like, that is exactly why TNL is so awesome. Like, you don't get mods like that anywhere else.
No. I love Chuck. I'm going to use this as a platform to really profess my love, only because our birthdays are, like, a day apart.
You were such a faggot, dude.
I got fucked up.
How do you remember his birthday?
Haven't you been following it? We've been talking about it in several threads. We actually came up with an idea where we were going to ban Marwan for our birthdays, our collective birthday, which was also the PS3 launch week, so that Marwan couldn't be around to actually talk about it. And now he is. Now he's banned for a month. You're welcome. I fucking banned him for a month.
What for?
I don't really even know. I'm pretty sure that I was probably drunk. No, actually,
some great leadership we have here, actually.
I know. Well, the thing is, I'm pretty sure he PM'd Arju with some sort of ethnic slur.
Oh, yeah. He called him Arju, like J-E-W.
Yes, exactly. And we don't stand for that kind of shit at TNL unless you're one of the cool people that we like.
You banned him for a private PM, like private message.
And he was trying to send, you know, like, naughty links to somebody that was underage, too.
Oh, yeah, Jesus, he's, like, 30 years old, and he has a friend that's, like, 16. He's like, oh, my 16-year-old friend got these adult images. And he's fucking 30, and he's friends with this guy.
And everyone jumps on Marlon. It's not that it's not bad what he did, but we should be questioning why the fuck someone that's 30 is hanging out with somebody that's 16. What are you doing?
Fuck, dude. Yeah, at least Mizzou goes for the opposite sex, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you're supposed to do. When you go for someone that's 16, and seriously, this joke will actually never die, if you're wondering. This Mizzou likes underage girls joke. It will actually go on until the end of time. It will be written in the New Testament, in the Bible.
Because when that's written, he's still going to be fucking girls that are, like, 13. Because he's a manipulative bastard, but we all love him. We like him, okay?
Well, we liked him okay until he played WoW every day, and now he doesn't post anymore, really.
And who the fuck even plays WoW anymore? That shit's, like, so 2 years ago.
Yeah, like, I played it for, like, a day, and I got to, like, level 3, and I just didn't really like it.
Once you kind of know what you're in store for, and that's just fucking grinding and raid parties and shit, I don't think there's really much charm left.
Well, it's the only way for Mizzou to actually talk to underage girls without ending up on that Dateline show.
That's actually a good point.
Because, I mean, like, really, there's 7 million people that play WoW, and you've got to bet at least a good 50 of them are underage girls, and Mizzou is all over that shit.
He actually goes to, like, fucking Lolly forums, and he actually goes to, like, you know, like, Yahoo chat, like, oh, 13 and under, here, and he doesn't talk to him there. He just says, hey, you guys should play WoW. That's all he does. That's what he's doing when he's not playing WoW. He's actually going into Yahoo chat. Hey, guys, 13FNY here. You guys should play WoW. It's the coolest.
I play on Shattered Hand.
That's right. And he likes to be their guild leader, if you know what I mean. I don't even know what
he's
I mean.
He's actually a pretty... He's actually a pretty good guild leader. For the whole 3 days I was playing this game, he was my guild leader, and he was pretty good.
We're gonna give Mizzou a 9 out of 10. We're just gonna rate the members of TNL because we don't play games.
So we have to rate members.
I'm gonna rate Madden 2007 right now because that, as you know, is the one game that we do play.
I don't even have to guess at this. I already know what you've given this game.
What is it?
And I agree with you. this game really is a 200 out of 10.
I don't know even how you guessed that, but you are absolutely right. It's a 200 out of 10. I'm going to tell you why. Because it's the best fucking game ever made. That's all. That's all there is to it. It's the best fucking game ever. It's got action. It's got role-playing elements.
I've actually leveled up to level 60 in Madden 2007, and I'm pretty happy with where I am. Like, I just got the Sword of 1000 Truths in Madden 2007, and it's pretty cool. I mean, like, I'm using it in the training camp right now, and I'm throwing it through hoops and getting points for it, like Madden points.
Which, as we all know, is as good as fucking the Euro. The like dollar keeps falling. The dollar keeps falling all the time, but Madden points hold their value.
See, Portugal's way ahead of us. They're already using Madden points as currency.
It's a really a beautiful system. Xbox Live has nothing on fucking Portugal and Madden 2007. All you need to do to buy a car there is just get fucking good at Madden. Everyone, you see someone driving in, like, you know, say someone driving, like, a Ford, you know, Escort or something, and you think, they're not fucking good at Madden. And actually, I don't know if you know this, but you know how every, like, Mexican person has, like, an image of the Virgin Mary on the back window of their car? It's now John Madden. Every Mexican person, every Puerto Rican, the Raiders logo is actually the new Puerto Rican flag. Melf can attest to that one. John Madden is everywhere. He is the alpha and the omega. He's not even in the game anymore. That's what's incredible about it. He's like, I don't really even want to be in the game anymore. And EA, it's like, okay, well, I guess, you know, we don't have to put you on there. Can we keep your name? And John Madden was like, my name belongs to all people. And so they still use the name. He's not even in there, and it still sells like 90 million copies worldwide.
In this new Testament in the Bible that Mizzou is already in, John Madden is right there above him.
That's absolutely correct, actually. John Madden is probably the greatest human being that's ever lived. John Madden for God is what I'm saying. God.
Right now, while we think about John Madden, let's take a moment of silence and let's listen to this commercial break.
Probably yeah. The greatest moment of non-real silence ever. John Madden. John
right now,
Madden.
You know, like, it's on the wiki, and it's actually in factual information. The national sport of Canada is not actually NHL 94 for the Sega Genesis. It's actually Madden 94 for the Sega Genesis.
Even Canada understands. They're the worst fucking country in the entire world, and they understand.
Well, I guess the big news, like, this month has been the TNL Wiki, which only, like, half of the members have actually seen, and the other half are completely unaware that this thing exists. And it's pretty factual. I mean, it's, you know, thenextlevel.com/wiki, and it's got a ton of information, and I don't know what else to say about it, really.
And it's the first time that Nick's actually given you power over anything.
I'm actually the only sysadmin here. Me, Nick, and I think just like some generic username that is
Bond,
always
probably.
The sysadmin. Bond stole it, actually. He didn't really get awarded it.
That makes a lot of sense.
Anyway, like, there's good information. I mean, like, and the best part about this wiki actually has been the wiki thread where everyone has said something like,
someone should put this on there.
Yeah, 50 people have said someone should put such and such on the wiki, completely like missing this edit button at the top of the actual page.
Well, you know, no, it's fucking hard to actually put it on there yourself. You have to sometimes put brackets around things and whatnot.
And like, you have to turn on JavaScript and stuff. I know it's really hard for people, but you know it's possible. You can do it. You can actually make an entry about whatever you're actually thinking.
And that is a public service announcement brought to you by AFX and Stibbins. You can edit the fucking wiki, so stop being lazy. The other really good part about the wiki, I want to say this, is that it's given the TNL, I like to call it the third string, something to make themselves feel important. They can go in and they can make, you know, a entry that's like 10 pages long, even though they've only had like 5 posts and no one knows who they are.
Like, 50 Cent has actually made a wiki page for himself.
Yeah.
He is, like, as he is telling himself, he is a serious hardcore gamer. He's actually really pissed at all those things Zero Hero said about him.
Yeah, he's really fucking... I played Dodonpachi. I actually played against him. It's a special Japan-only versus version. He fucking owned at it. He fucking owned at it. And he was, like, using his beeper with the other hand. You've seen that guy Ikaruga? Or no, he uses both hands, but two players.
Yeah, 50 Cent that was actually...
can actually do that, but he uses his dick for the second ship. Someone should put that on the wiki.
Someone should. I agree.
I want to elaborate, because I talked about the TNL third string, and I don't know if everyone... I can't even remember what thread I said it in, but I want everyone to understand that there's... TNL is a team. It's a team effort. Every team has to have a first string, a second string, third string, maybe even lower. So when I'm talking about first string, the people that I'm talking about, obviously you and I. I mean...
Hold on. Actually, like, while you say this, I'm going to go take a piss. So, like, just keep talking until I come back.
Okay. And then you're going to have to talk, because I have to piss too. And I want everyone to know it's because we're both kind of drunk.
No, we're not. We're not rich, okay? I'm actually completely sober right now.
I'm just drinking a lot of water. Anyway.
Okay, I really have to go.
Okay.
Just keep talking.
The first string is obviously Stibbins and myself. Nick, Sleeve Boy, who I guess is Sleeve now. I would say Mech Deus. Yes, he's definitely first string. I'm probably going to miss some people, so don't feel bad. Josh. Diffusion X has probably slipped to second with his F-Chan shit that he's been doing lately. Playing fucking shoot-em-ups and that kind of nonsense. Second string is probably like, I'm going to say like Frog Akuda. Andy. But now that Andy's a mod, he's really seriously threatening to move up to first string. Who else would be
I can't believe
you're
still fucking talking.
I have to really explain this to myself.
I don't think anyone really cares.
No one does care, but no one's downloading the podcast anyway.
Oh, okay.
But I think I kind of got the point across. The third string is like Butt Cheeks, Mr. K, Schlepp, who I don't really...
Who the fuck is Schlepp anyway?
I don't know.
Like, seriously, this guy, he says he wants to do a podcast, but no one knows who the guy is.
It was his
first post. Like,
it's like, hey guys, I'm going to do a TNL podcast, and it's like, you're fucking new. This is your first post. You don't even know anything.
Somehow this guy is hacked into his account to say he has posts.
He's probably like that Biff guy where he's like, oh no, I've been around, like, I invented TNL, but I lurked for so long, but I understand everything you guys are talking about. That's why I use catchphrases that you haven't used in a year.
It's true.
I believe that news.
Yeah, the Schlepp guy, he says he's going to do a podcast. You go to the thread right now, no one has responded saying they want to help him out. No one. Like, no one cares. No one knows who he is. He posted, and, like, I don't know. No one said anything. I don't even have a joke for it.
I think it's kind of the joke is in the thread itself, and the fact that he thought to make it.
He actually made this thread like 2 weeks ago, and we had already planned out this podcast. And as lazy as we are, we have actually gotten out this podcast first before he has actually done anything.
I know, that's fucking pathetic. No one is fucking lazier than you and I. Nobody. And we actually did something. I'm pretty sure Nick is listening to this right now and masturbating because he's so amazed and turned on at the fact that we actually did some kind of work. This is the first and last, by the way. Because we'll never fucking do it again.
No, it is actually the bi-weekly annual TNL podcast.
Yeah. I'm kind of out of shit to say.
Not really. I think we could still go, but I think, you know what? We just have to save it for next time. Next
year,
month,
we'll see
year.
You in 2007, folks. Thanks for stopping by.
Not even that. I mean, like, if it actually happened in 2007, like, I don't even fucking know. It's just not going to happen in 2007 or 2006.
We'll make a 30-second podcast in 2007, but it's only going to be so that we can review Madden 2008.
It'll actually be an emotional, like, literary spoken word reading of Jeremy Shammer 2 review.
That's actually a really good idea. I'm really looking forward to that. And then that'll be out in 2009.
Because it will take 2 years to read that.
That's right.
Anyway, we'll be back in 2009 to talk shit about everyone else.
And we'll probably be back to being OMFG ninjas and getting on the phone by then.
Yeah, I mean, you will be OMFG ninjas.
And you'll be.
That's really like the worst gimmick I've ever seen, dude.
Kano on the phone is worse, you faggot. Kano on the phone. But it's funny, though, like, because now it's in the TNL banner, and you're not even going by it anymore. You own TNL as a whole with that gimmick, and I want to applaud you. Everyone swings from our nuts.
It's true. Right now, we're going to put out this podcast, and everyone's going to talk
and
about
everyone's
it.
And everyone's going to try to make their own.
8 million pages long.
Yep. It's going to be longer than, like, the old, like, WWF discussion thread. They're going to have to close it every 3 hours so it doesn't bog down the database.
And CK will do it, and he'll be completely unfunny when he does it also.
Yes, and Butt Cheeks will, like, be crying about it the whole time. And wearing out his new gimmick. But I think that's probably it for right now. So, thank you to the 6 people who downloaded it. Mom, I love you. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, we'll see you next week, year, decade.
Bye-bye.